Predestination versus freedom of choice. John Calvin said, "By predestination, we mean the eternal decree of God by which he determined with himself whatever he wished to happen with regard to every man." The dictionary says about predestination, "The doctrine that God has ordained all that will happen, especially with regard to salvation of some and not others." It has been particularly associated with the teachings of St. Augustine of Hippo and Calvin. Now we put aside doctrines and see the scriptures. Doctrine says salvation of some and not others. The Bible says the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. When God created us as humans, he breathed his spirit into us and man became a living soul. Genesis 2:7. Although we are created in God's image, his selfie, we are recreating ourselves by our decisions. He wants to see what we will do with his spirit of love that he breathed into us. Will we learn to obey it? Will we learn to make loving decisions in line with his design? Or will we go the way of all flesh with the attitude of, do what you like, for tomorrow we die? What did Paul mean with predestination? "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son." Romans 8:28 and 29. Now God is not bound by time like us. "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate." So outside of the parameters of our four dimensions of time, length, width, and height, time does not really exist. And it goes both ways, backwards and forwards. God, who is from a much higher dimension, can see the future and which upcoming decisions we are going to make. Our predestination is in our hands. If the decisions that we will make are in line with the spirit of love that he breathed into us, then God will help us and protect us up to a certain point so we can eventually arrive at the point where we can make those important decisions. In the light of these decisions that we will personally make, we impact our future in a certain direction. And doing this, we predestine ourselves. God absolutely does not predestine us, because that would take away our free will of decision making, with which we set the course to our destination in advance. We pre-book a hotel. So we decide our destination in advance. Predestination. It says he did foreknow, or he already knows beforehand what decisions we will make, as he sees the future, but the decisions are 100% ours. God works behind the scenes. We see many examples where God knew that we were going to make the right decision. With this in mind, he orchestrated, or he allowed particular, often difficult situations to occur where our character could be tested and we could make these important and often life-changing decisions. God does not predestine us, because he can see the future and knows what decisions we will make. He sets things into motion so that we can make these key decisions. And after we've made the right decision, then we realize that all things work together for good. God will not override us. We are the only ones shaping our destiny and predestining our future. When it comes to decision making, we are equal to God. God has bound himself that he will not make the decisions for us, which shows how important we are, and the responsibility of making the right decisions rests upon each of our shoulders. Not God, nor the devil, can predestine us by making our decisions for us. They will seek to influence our decisions, like our parents, or like good and bad friends do, but they cannot make the decision for us. God speaks to us in different ways. At times it is dreams or visions, but mainly through his word. The devil and his cronies tempt, bully, or pressure us, but they cannot override our decisions if we stand firm. Satan is seeking to numb and fry our brain and influence our decisions through the media, finances, social pressure, horror films, fake news, junk food, etc., etc. You name it. However, if we make the right decision based on loving values that we know are right and which help others, and we do not waver, then God will come to our aid and stand by us, and we see His hand in our life. Okay, this question troubles me. Isn't God all-powerful, and can He not do what He wants? Then why does He allow all this injustice to go on in the world? Yes, He can, but although God is all-powerful, He has set certain boundaries for Himself that He cannot and will not cross. He will not override our decisions. Being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who works all things after the counsel of His own will, it says in Ephesians 1:11, God will not, after the counsel of His own will, make the decision for us. That is our personal, individual, majestic prerogative, of which we also reap the results, whether good or bad, character building or shifting the blame. You and I build our personal character by the decisions that we make. The responsibility of the decision rests with you and me. I cannot blame the TV for wasting my time when I hold the remote control with the on-off switch in my hand. I cannot blame my decision on Satan or whatever excuse I want to use to shift the blame away from myself on something or someone else. I cannot say it is because of Adam and Eve sinning that I am making the wrong choices, or the devil made me do it. The devil can do nothing, niente, nada, nichts, rien, nix, if we don't allow him. Are we worthy? In each of our lives, the Lord wishes to bring out the best in us, to test our character by our decisions. It is to see if we are worthy to be His bride. If we decide for Him, then He will care for us like a doting husband. For your Maker is your husband, it says in Isaiah 54:5. There is a war going on inside each of us, which is strikingly described in the following Cherokee folktale. The grandson of a Cherokee chief had been causing trouble in the camp and was called into the chief's teepee. Son, each one of us has two wayas, two wolves inside of him, which fight to dominate our life. Each person has this fight going on inside of him. The boy asked, and Isi, what are these wolves like? There is a good wolf and a bad wolf. The bad one feeds on pride, is angry, arrogant, and greedy, and lies to protect his ego and position. He thinks that he is superior, but is also overcome with inferiority, so he gets depressed with self-pity and even thoughts of suicide. And what about the other waya? That son is the good one, Grandpa continued. This is the one sent by the Chalagi, the great white spirit. This waya feeds on humility, is helpful, has empathy, generosity, loves truth, and is for peace. He stands firm and he keeps his word. The grandson was quiet and thoughtfully asked, and Isi, how do I know which wolf will win? It is the one that you feed, my son. The one that you feed. Aristotle said, it is not because we are strong in character that we make the right decisions, but it is because we make the right decisions that we become strong in character. We're heading down the wrong track. Whatever decisions we make sets our life on a certain track. So we need to be extremely careful what predestination we choose. Once we travel a certain direction, the speed increases. And if we don't like the direction where we are headed, it is awfully difficult to pull the emergency chain and make a U-turn. All of us have made wrong decisions and headed towards the wrong destination. During our life, we hurt, we build walls, we don't apologize or forgive and make things right. We fortify our walls till they've become our high security prison. None in, none out. These protective walls are our sin. and the take-home pay for sin is death. It is death to our love, our happiness. Things in life become complicated and confusing. So what is the solution? This is where Jesus comes in. As in the next part of that verse, it says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus. He cuts through all the complexities by saying, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. John 13:34. Simple as that. This puts us all on equal footing as sinners, as we have all failed in loving others. When they crucified Jesus and were pounding the nails through his hands and feet, he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. Luke 23:34. If he can forgive them, then he can forgive us. He said, I came not to call the good people, but sinners to repentance. Matthew 9:13. Honest sinners like you and me, who know they need a miracle to change, Jesus died the death of a foul criminal and took the worst punishment that any of us could be given. Hence his question for our final decision concerning our ultimate predestination is, I gave you my life. Will you give me your heart? At the site, Johan Pieters.in, you find many pamphlets like these on many subjects. You can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but on my site, all downloads are free, so you can pass them on. You can also write me info@johanpieters.in. You take the time to write, I will take the time to answer.